Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Welcome everyone to today's episode of Money Matters. This is our periodic series where we take your questions in a bite-sized format and kind of give our answers in a short and digestible way. Today's Money Matter question is about what impacts my credit score, what should I be aware of, and what does it impact?
Yes.
So,
So before we go into that, what is the credit score?
The credit score is basically a hidden number that the banks kind of give you as a score of how well you have done with your credit in the past.
Yes.
That's a very generic statement.
They basically are assessing how risky you are as a client.
Yes, a much better
and
way
so
to put
they
it.
Are ranking you based on certain criteria.
Yes.
And that's why it's important, because the score is used, it's a centralized score that all banks use.
Yes, exactly. Let's kind of target the easiest question amongst these, which is what does it impact? So it impacts any big lending, any borrowing basically from banks. So it could be a car loan, mortgages especially, or even personal loans, business loans, etc.
Yes, so banks want to understand, is it worth my while to borrow money to this customer?
Yes.
Whether it's a, like you said, in different forms. And so how they assess it is they try and understand you as a customer. What is your track record in terms of borrowing, repaying, all of that? And there are certain factors that go into this calculation. We can discuss some of these.
Yes. So the first one is payment history. And this is probably the most important factor. And amongst this, in my financial coaching certification, they give 60% importance to whether the bills were paid on time, whether the borrowing was returned within time.
Yes.
So we know for a fact that the amount that you borrow doesn't matter as much as when you pay it back.
Yes, because that tells them something about your personality, your financial situation, how you're going, whether you're going to pay them back or not, essentially, is what they're checking.
Yes, exactly. So, number one, don't be scared of using your credit cards as long as you can pay the amount on time.
Exactly. So when I started working, my brother told me to get a credit card as soon as I started working, and I thought that's odd. But the reason was because that's how you kind of show that history of how you kind of spend and pay it off. Because remember, credit card is debt. It's
yes.
not your own money you're spending. It's
yes.
the bank's money, and that you have to pay off at the month end. And linking to your that point where I was told to get it earlier on is because your length of the track record is quite important. So the moment you start transacting with the bank in this capacity, that's when your track record starts.
Yeah, and it's very different to how the previous generation thinks of credit cards, right? Especially my parents, till today, will not touch a credit card because they think it's not required. It's bad to kind of spread your feet wider than you need to. But it's very different for us and in the banking system today. Like you said, the right thing, and this is something that we want to suggest to all our listeners, is to get a credit card as soon as possible once they're over 18. And start using it, start paying it back on time, and keep that track record, right?
Yes, I think it used to be considered like a bad thing, like you said, by the previous generation, but it's a requirement today.
Yes.
And in Dubai, it's also, I consider it like there's a benefit to your credit card usage because you get points, you have many different perks too, which we've discussed.
Yes, we have, and we were discussing how, at least for me and my family, we put most of our bigger expenses on the credit card so that we earn the points back from it. And there's a little bit of incentive on the spending that you were going to anyway do.
Yeah.
So, so definite positives to using a credit card. With the correct timing, of course, like we said. And once again, I don't think I see it as money that I don't have. I very much keep a tab of the total that I owe and keep that in check.
Yeah, definitely. Same here. So, I mean, as all banks do, they message you each time you use your card and they tell you your available limit.
Yes.
That's how you keep tabs of it. There's nothing special or extra
no.
we're doing here. We've got a number in mind
yes.
that we would not want to ideally go over, not for whatever reason, but just for our comfort level.
Yes.
And then that's it. You pay it on time and that's that. And then other aspects, I think, that come into your credit score. New credit. So how, what credit have you obtained recently? So if you've gone out there and gotten 5 loans recently, that may not look as strong, good yes. on your credit score
yes.
versus someone who's not had new loans for the past couple of years or whatever it is.
Yes. So basically having lesser number of credit cards that are paid on time is better than having multiple credit cards that might just be hanging around.
Yes.
Is my understanding. So it might be super tempting sometimes to keep getting new credit cards for XYZ benefits or cinema tickets is my kryptonite normally in considering a new credit card. But it's not a good habit in terms of financial decisions.
No, it's not. And I think the other factor, like you said, you don't want too many credit cards. But if you do have a diverse set of borrowings, which is so counter to what we've been ingrained as through our parents, different types of credit are not a bad thing necessarily, as
yeah.
long as you've managed it well. That again is a different, another way of showing the bank that actually I have done this before and you will get your money back in time.
So what do different types of credit look like?
So you have your credit cards, you have your mortgage, you may have a car loan, you may have a student loan. Of course, you don't want to double up and triple up on loans just because you want to build your credit score. I mean, the idea is to manage it well. So that means you have to be able to afford it and pay it off over time. Otherwise,
yeah.
it takes away more from you than it gives you.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the variety of loans that I can, or debt that I can think of off the top of my head.
So I think it all goes back to building that security and trust with your banks, right? With the banking system in general, and the credit score gives a number to this trust that the banks have built on you as a profile.
Yes.
Because Rupali mentioned different types of borrowing, I wanted to bring in an aspect of debt to liquidity ratio. And what I would normally aim at is about 35-40% of my total income at the top. People might have different levels of comfort with this, but that's kind of the general recommendation.
And what you mean by that is what portion of your income do you pay off monthly?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Towards your debt.
Yes.
So inclusive of mortgage, car loan, student loan, etc.
Yeah, correct. So there is that sweet spot that you want to identify for yourself. And I'm sure the banks have certain, banks do have actually, I know for sure. I've worked on some of these models in the past and they do have certain ranges and how it all kind of comes together for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a rough number, 35-40% maximum is what you should be looking at. And I wanted to share a little bit about how you can find your credit score in the UAE. So it is really simple. You can download an app called AECB Credit History Report. And we'll put up a reel on our social media that you can refer to in future as well. You can literally log in with your UAE pass. And with that, the first time I did it, I think there was a payment of 10 dirhams. I'm not sure if that payment is required anymore. And with the UAE pass, it literally just takes you to the next step, which is to see your credit report. And that's got the number that you're looking for. Generally, the credit scores are out of a total of 800. And anything over about 680 is considered to be pretty good. And over 700, 730 is excellent. So it'll be a good idea for you to check where you stand right now. And there are many measures that you can take to improve it. The first one being to start paying your debt on time.
Yes, and I think I just want to highlight something here is based on my experience. I don't know if it still happens, but when I downloaded my credit report or when I received it, then I had certain cards on there that were closed long before. So the credit bureau data did not sync up with bank data. And so sometimes what that means is you need to go back to your bank and say, please update my credit record for it to then filter through to your credit report.
Yeah, that's interesting because I recently checked mine in April and it was showing updated as of December 22. So I'll keep that in mind.
And some banks, even if it's outdated, it might be a year ago, which for some reason hasn't come through.
Right.
So you might see certain credit cards that are listed there that you don't no longer have or certain things that... So it's always a good idea to just quickly go through that and see, is there something here that I don't recognize, something that I've closed before, because that affects your credit score.
Oh, amazing. And I've recently gone through the experience of buying a house, and this was one of the first things that was asked by mortgage agents. We were also looking at buying in the UK before, where we don't have enough history since we've been living abroad for more than 10 years now. So that was actually a problem, just to feed into this. Yeah.
So yeah, I hope this was useful. It's always important to keep your finances in check. This is one way of doing it. And if you have any other topics or questions for this Money Matters series, just reach out on our social media.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.